Hello, and welcome back to The Ruben Show, the Ruben podcast, brought to you by N. Thank you so much for tuning in week after week. Okay, so you need to do acting for you. Regardless if that's for fame, for materialism, to say that you've done it, for clout, for any which reason, you need to do it for you. If your end goal is to be known by everybody, for whatever reason, then do it. If your end goal is to be opulent beyond definition, then you do it. If your end goal is to transform yourself into an art masterpiece, an art maestro, then you do it. Don't you allow anybody to invalidate your reasons for wanting to do what you love. Because hey, let's take lawyer for example. Yes, you may generally want to help other people or defend other people. Defend other people who cannot defend themselves. Yes, that's what it is in essence. However, the better you get at any job, you can ask for a little more. The better you get at any job, you can get certain awards. The better you get at any job, you can get certain clout for it. Say if you want to be a doctor, yes, you might want to save lives. You might love medicine. However, if that paycheck wasn't attached to it the way it was, would you be lining up to be a doctor? Would you? Oh no, you should do it just out of the goodness of your heart. And yes, there are certain avenues you can go down. You can work in certain areas, certain countries, etc. Just out of the goodness of your heart. Ayo, we live in a capitalistic world. That's just how it is. You buy things with money. Hell, sometimes you even buy things with clout and influence. But to imagine for any moment that you would put all sense of income, satisfaction, quality of life over art? Okay, baby. If that's you, then let have and give back. And I'm an artist as well. I want to do things for the art. However, what is being promoted to us, you can even in the news, box office data, actor salaries, advertisement, commercials. So you're trying to tell me that that's not what I should be chasing, but that's the thing that's being fed down my throat. Okay, you really have to try and make sense in this one. Truly, you do. You do. Because what is being fed is not art, art, art. It's not talent, talent, talent. It's brand, brand, brand. And what annoys me more than most is when people in positions of privilege try and share that message. I mean, granted, you can get to where you need to be, go on the other side, and be like, hey, yo, this is not what I thought it was, but then have your actions match the words? Like, why are you bringing out business after business, product after product, if honestly and truly, that's not what your heart calls for? I mean, ain't no shame in being like, you know what, this ain't for me, and having a little country hearth here or there, and then living out your life. But why are the same people who are telling me not to do X, Y, and Z are doing X, Y, and Z on the daily for themselves? We live in a world now where people won't even support certain charities because it doesn't support their brand. or doesn't get clicks. So don't do this, don't do this, this. Like, who are you to tell me what I should not be doing anything for? Why? Why? You know, someone has to tell me what professionalism is, because I call out BS when I smell it. Hey yo, something smells funky here. Either get some air freshener or tidy up your pooch's mess. That's what I am. And for me, the core of professionalism is, hey yo, we have a problem, fix it now and carry on. Not, oh well, no. That gets you nowhere. If I'm looking for you for information, I'm going to hold you accountable for the information which you give. And secondly, am I even asking you for this information in the first place? Yes, it's good to send the message of, you know what, make sure you have some integrity while you pursue whatever you're pursuing. Because if someone offers you a bit more fame or a bit more money, and that takes away from your very character, your own personal character, then don't do it. That's fine. But being like, you know what, fame didn't make you happy. Your money didn't make you happy. Who are you? You don't know me. You don't know me. Then again, I'm not saying that I'm that kind of person. But it's like, you ask any one of these people, like, how they would feel if no one recognised them ever again. There have been studies about this, actually. And it does something to your mind. After having so much fame and money for so long and then have it all whisked away. This ain't selling, that ain't selling. I need to bring out more and more so that I can maintain my lifestyle. Tell me does any famous person not think that? Jaden and jealous, I am not. But I know how to keep it real. And I'm okay with going with the flow. I'm okay with all the PR and everything else. But like, I'm not born to be a liar. I'm not born to want to pacify others. I'm not. I'd sooner just not be in the conversation. Honestly and truly. So Ruben, what makes you happy? What makes me happy is knowing that I have a career that I love, I can do what I want, I have friends that I love and care for, I have a family, roof over my head, in a location I like, etc. And also the perks which comes with doing certain things. Of course, I know very little about other career paths, but I'm sure that certain brands give you certain incentives and certain unions exist. If you're anything from a builder to a coal miner to a doctor to a lawyer, to anything. Like, you give back to society in a meaningful way. Therefore, we're going to take care of you a little bit. That's fine. That's okay. That's more than okay. You know what? I think I'm going to be a teacher because teachers have unions, so then in my job I'm protected in case something goes off. Like, that's perfectly okay to say. Or, you know what? Money's a bit tight at the moment, so I'm going to be a teacher for a few years so I can still use that educational discount, and then maybe I'll do something else. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Replace teaching with any occupation. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I'm not in it for the fame. However, I learned very quickly that fame is near uncontrollable. It's near uncontrollable. Of course, you can do things to align yourself in certain areas. However, honey, once you've been plucked and your name is out there, there's almost no going back. You know? And weirdly enough, even at this level which I'm on right now, people treat you differently knowing that you're this or that, or that you've been on certain things, in certain things, that can recognise you. They just, I don't know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing just yet, but it's there. It's there. And I've heard stories from everything from being at restaurants to ordering a takeaway. Like, hello. There's a difference between being treated like a nobody and a somebody. There is. And regardless if I'm shooting myself in the foot or put my foot in the mouth, then, well, I'd sooner have no legs than to stand in a place where it's inauthentic at its core. You know? I had this one incident, not too recently now, where someone recognised me on the street from this particular TV show, and oh my goodness me, and then, ugh. Like, they just had this, like, really negative aura about them, and then as soon as they, like clapped eyes on me, they just... Ugh, baby. It just changed. And for some reason, you're seen as, like, a bit more attractive the more famous you are. Like, you're seen as, like, a... Oh, I was like... Okay. Goodness. Then again, I have to realise that most people are saying things to help people. But in addition to my previous podcast, where I talked about how people use award ceremonies as platforms for their own selfish agendas and to flatten their fan bases, it's like, I can't exactly tell if you're seeing it from a place of, you know what, I've been through the grinder, I've been through the process, and these are the things to look out for, and I'm not going to have you take my seat from me. You know what I mean? I'm not going to have competition here. You know, and these are not people who... These are names at this point. These are not people who, you know, have a bit here, a bit there. And they're like, you know what? Fame is kind of... These are people who, like, are established. Like, you think of their name and you know what they represent sort of thing. Like, they're there. So... Goodness. And people might say, but it's for the young people. It's for the young. Like, no, young people know what they want. Like, if transgendered children are an example of that, you know. And you tell me any child living in poverty, it's like, wait, this is what I need to do to get my family out of this mess? Okay, I'm the task. Which, I don't know, if we could go back in time, maybe I would have been at that point, but I don't know, just, I didn't have the support system around me which I needed, so now I'm doing all that as an adult. Goodness. But strange how things like minimalism are being promoted, and it's like, you know what, I have all this money and I'm so happy with so little. It was like, all these poor people have nothing and they still manage to laugh, so maybe we can learn from them. Oh, Christ, so many things in the world I just see through it. It's paralyzing. Sometimes. Plus, the fame game is very different to the art game. It's very, very different. And these names, especially, are very commercialized. So it's like, excuse, like, it'd be different if, like, you were pretty much artist. Like, people, like, oh, goodness me, I don't want to shout out too many names up on here. But there are some names which we can both think of which are like, okay, yeah, they're famous, but, like, they're definitely into the art. And some who are like, yeah, you're famous, but you are commercialized as heck, so... And how many stories do we have of people writing music and selling music to help their families out of poverty? How many stories of that do we have? You know? Gosh. Gosh. Don't allow anyone to invalidate your being. Me, I want awards. I like working hard. I like to be awarded for my hard work. I want Oscars, Grammys, Tonys, Golden Globes, Brit Awards, BAFTAs, plural on all of them. Why? Because it's my life and that's what I want. I want my art to be so damn good, people will be throwing awards at me. That's what I want. That's what I'm gonna get. Likewise, if I want this to be that socialite, rhymes with Mo, maybe not rhymes with Mo, but if I just want to be, you know, Aryan light and like fame here, fame there, well, those sort of things, and that's perfectly okay too. If I was like, you know what, I just want to do blockbuster after blockbuster after blockbuster, make a fat load of money and live my life like it's golden, and that's okay too. Don't allow anybody to tell you what you can and can't do with your art. Because Andy Warhol is a great example. There's a certain magic in making something that is accepted by everybody, that gets you famous, and is art in what's the term? In it of itself? So, you know what I mean? I guess don't sell out, but if you want to, then who's to say anything but anyone else? I mean, I've seen it when people have been like, yeah, I knew this for ages, and then like, whoop, U-turn. But life, sometimes you get bored of things. That's what life is sometimes. Really? You're gonna stay in art world forever? Artists have bills to pay too. And even things like modelling, it's like, girl, I want to be a model so I can get some new clothes. Clothes are damn expensive. Like, I don't pay me in clothes, pay me in fucking toilet water, pay me in anything that you want to. As long as I can use it in my life to like get to the next step, it's fine. It's fine. Like, legit, let's be honest with this one job in particular where it's been like, where I've asked them, you know what? Right now, I'm still sort of building this new thing in my portfolio. So, kind of just like have a t-shirt instead of like a payment. And it was like, oh, no, we'd never give a t-shirt away. It's like, oh, okay, well. Actually, wait, that happened twice. That happened one time with a job I actually did. I had to give the shirt back straight away. It was a new company, all this kind of thing. But yeah, like, that's... ugh. Goodness. Goodness. Have you noticed it's always the ones who are the most commercialized who are saying those kind of things? Like, if you let your art speak for itself, then fame will happen. If you let your art speak for itself, then money will happen. All those things will happen if you stay true to yourself. But no. These are people who have PR teams down, who it seems like they were manufactured for board meetings. Full shade. And if that's what you're going to do, that's what you're going to do. But what you're not going to do is tell me, or anyone else who's up and coming, who's looking for this one and that one for inspiration of, yeah. How can this one stand on stage and tell us to follow our genes, yet in the same, that, yeah, a few months earlier, say, oh no, this won't make you happy. Fame won't make you happy. Wasn't that the title of... okay, maybe now I'm giving a bit too much. But gosh, you know what? Do what you want. Do what you want in life. If you want to be famous just for being famous, then you be famous just for being famous. Do it. If you just want to make art each day for the rest of your life, make sure you can eat. Because there is some true art out there, which is so beyond. But it depends what you want out of life, what you want out of a career. You know? Like, do what you want. Do what you want. And don't allow anyone to invalidate what you do. Because why? Because they're not you, first of all. Most often they're not anywhere near where you want to be. We are different for a reason. We have different goals for a reason. Do it. So, who am I to tell you what not to do? That's just me though. Like, as long as you don't like kill anybody or do anything too crazy, you'll probably never hear from me. Be happy. Be happy. Follow your happiness. People over things, I will always say. But if your happiness is having like gold, silver, ornaments all around you, then be happy. Thank you again for tuning into this week's episode. You can follow me at Ruben Witter on all social platforms. Thank you so much. Bye. Love you.